AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants another ceasefire in Gaza so humanitarian aid can be brought in. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood does not support a ceasefire.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace, to see a two-state solution.
Israel has designated a safe zone in southern Gaza, but its widening offensive has left Palestinians packed together in dire humanitarian conditions. A federal appeals court is upholding a gag order on former President Donald Trump in his 2020 election interference case, but narrowed restrictions. The change allows the Republican 2024 presidential frontrunner to make disparaging comments about special counsel Jack Smith. Trump is banned from speaking about known or possible witnesses. Economists are pointing to the November jobs report as a sign the economy and labor market remain strong, while inflation is coming down without a recession. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
With 199,000 new jobs added, the proportion of Americans working is more than 60%, near pre-pandemic levels.
Fantastic report.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
Lots of jobs, very low unemployment, solid wage growth.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.7%. More migrants and older workers are re-entering the job market, although some of that reflects striking workers coming back. Zandi says the solid labor report signals a soft landing from inflation.
I think the Fed's going to look at this and report along with other recent data and conclude that they're finished with their rate hikes.
He suggests interest rates likely won't come down until mid-2024. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A juvenile court in France has convicted six teenagers for their roles in the beheading of a teacher by an Islamic extremist. This is AP News. Britain says it paid Rwanda hundreds of millions of dollars for a blocked asylum deal. No flights have taken off.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is under pressure to explain why the government has paid Rwanda $300 million as part of the blocked plan. The total's almost twice the amount Britain previously said it had paid, all without a single person being sent to the East African country. Under the agreement, migrants who reach Britain across the English Channel will be sent on a one-way trip to Rwanda. Last month, Britain's Supreme Court ruled the plan illegal, but Sunak has pledged to press on. The British government says it's paid a further large sum to Rwanda in the 2023-24 financial year, and there's more to come. I'm Charles Diladesma.
In a major reversal, Starbucks says it's committed to bargaining with its unionized workers and reaching labor agreements next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.